This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Sanj Bhairo, who's the SVP of EMEA Commercial at Salesforce. Hi, Sanj.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. One of the recent announcements Salesforce made was around the Salesforce Essentials now becoming a proper CRM for small businesses. How has that made your job easier, and how has it changed how Salesforce have been able to deliver CRM to small businesses?
First of all, thank you very much for welcoming me here. My first point around this is that actually Salesforce, interestingly, grew up in small business. When we started back in 1999, it was small businesses that were the early adopters of Salesforce and cloud-based technology. And over the years, of course, our portfolio has got larger and larger and larger, and maybe has had levels of complexity for small businesses to adopt. What Salesforce Essentials does is it makes it very, very simple for small businesses to get onto the platform and to get onto the platform quickly. No complex configuration or implementation, easy to use, on from day one, very fast to install and configure, providing business value back to the business as quickly as possible.
I raise that because one of the things about the small business solution originally was it wasn't really CRM, so pre-Salesforce Essentials. It was just an email add-on. That meant that for a company that wants to look at a CRM system, if they looked at Salesforce, the price was well beyond anybody else's. Salesforce Essentials has obviously changed in the sense that it's brought in a fuller featured CRM for small businesses, in a sense, back on the table, though, because from my point of view, there was a time where Salesforce had obviously offered its systems to small companies, but as that complexity grew, it almost was then attacking the mid and the large enterprise market very successfully. What you've now done is by bringing out Salesforce Essentials, you've almost simplified the product for those small companies again to take advantage of it. Whereas in a sense, you've probably outgrown that market to a certain extent. And certainly if you're a small business looking at Salesforce a year ago, they would probably deem it too expensive or be a lot harder business case unless they were going to grow quickly to take on board Salesforce. Is that a fair criticism?
First and foremost, the small to medium business market for Salesforce is super important. It always has been and always remains so. What we want to do is make sure that we have the right platform for the right type of company at the right time. Salesforce Essentials essentially does that. It gives a very simple onboarding and installation process that allows people to get onto the platform very simply and show very tangible returns. But going back to your point around CRM as the whole, 10 years ago, what small businesses or any business for that matter defined as CRM was different to what they define now. When I talk to small business companies, they talk about customer engagement and customer experience. And they talk about that from an end-to-end point of view. 10 years ago, it was about help me manage my contacts or help me manage my sales or help me manage my service, typically done within different silos. Fast forward to today, and that has changed completely, and every small business that we talk to is talking about customer experience and customer journeys.
Does that change the business case that CIOs or the business leaders has put together for implementing CRM in small businesses now?
Oh, absolutely. It's fundamentally important. It's the layer within any business, especially small business, that pulls together all of those different silos of data that proliferate about the customer. That is hugely valuable if that business is going to innovate and scale and differentiate. And where you're seeing that level of differentiation is around customer experience and customer engagement. In fact, it's not even a level of differentiation anymore. It is an expectation. Consumer habits and consumer loyalty, which I'm sure you're fully aware of, has changed rapidly over the past few years and will continue to change. And unless you know who your customer is and you're interacting with them the right way, at the right time, with the right message, it doesn't matter how strong your product is, that your customer experience is going to fail and therefore you run the risk of losing that customer. This is why CRM is so important.
In a sense, you've already talked about what CRM can deliver to small business, but in terms of what does Salesforce Essentials CRM deliver? Because some of the things you talked about are outside Essentials. They're almost, you can grow into those other things.
The thing I love about Essentials actually is the fact that it delivers so much. It allows you to have that end-to-end journey. It allows you to manage your sales. It allows you to manage your service and get set up very, very quickly to enable you to do that. That is a huge differentiator in the product. I think is a prerequisite of every company. Very few companies come to us now and say, help me with a CRM for sales or help me for a CRM for service. What they want is a platform to manage their customer experience, their customer journey from end to end. And in actual fact, yes, that's what Essentials does. It allows customers to do that, to pull everything into one single platform where they can start to do more with their customers.
Can you give me an example of a customer that's actually delivered that, a small business that's delivered that in using CRM Essentials?
I can give a few using Essentials or using other products. We have so many customers across Europe and in the US that are adopting the Salesforce platform, whether it be Essentials, whether it be our standard sort of enterprise Lightning platform. And again, it's all for the same reason. It's to help them grow and scale. When I speak to small businesses, which I love to do, and I've been doing it all day, there's a few things that come apparent. First of all, the big vision, taking advantage of a market opportunity that they see in order to disintermediate or disrupt an existing industry or service. The second thing is then the necessity to move quickly. Everybody is asking for platforms that allow them to go faster. And the third is around, help me build scale. Help me do more with less. Help me make the best use of my assets and resources, my people, but also my data that allow me to innovate and provide best-in-class customer experiences.
I get that. The reason I'm focusing on Salesforce Essentials is because not every company wants to grow. Yes, they want to do more with less, and they want to be more efficient, and they want to be able to keep up with the disruption in their industry. And that's where I see Salesforce Essentials fitting, is there are companies that are small who don't necessarily want to grow to 100 people. They want to stay at 5 people. They're not necessarily going to implement the full Salesforce stack with Marketing Cloud, Service Cloud in order to do that. But there's a huge market out there for Salesforce Essentials.
Absolutely. It depends what you mean by growth, but certainly if there's a 5-person company, they may not want to go to 100 employees, but what they would want to do is become operationally efficient. What they would want to do is provide best-in-class customer experiences and take away some of the administration aspects so they can make better use of the resources that they have. And that's what Salesforce Essentials, quite correctly, is about. But that's what the Salesforce platform is about as well.
How should a small company approach, I suppose, in effect, the selection process and the design process and then the implementation process of Essentials?
It starts with really understanding the strategic objectives of the company, what you want to achieve and when and how, and then really digging into what the levers for growth are. They're typically around customer acquisition, certainly around customer retention, and or providing operational efficiency right across the business. Once those processes and levers for growth have been identified, I think then it's very, very easy to bring that into certain use cases that can be put onto the system. For example, automated lead tracking that will improve your conversion rates, or lead scoring that will improve your conversion rates, or opportunity management where you can actually analyze your win-loss rates versus competition. Customer service, allowing you to have omnichannel customer service, deflecting cases away from your agents. And again, depending on the business value that you want to derive, the Salesforce platform and Salesforce Essentials should allow you to really embed those use cases. My advice would always be to start simple, stay focused on the business value. And interestingly, throughout my meetings today, the one thing that has come apparent through all the companies that I've spoken to, they're all talking about the foundation. Get the foundation right. Get that data layer right, where you pull in all of the data about your customers and you have that sitting in one place. Once you have that and you have that foundation correct, you then have that platform to allow you to innovate on your processes bit by bit. Because I think CRM is like any business, is a developing and a moving feast. So get the fundamental right, get the foundation right, then you've got this platform to innovate and iterate as you grow and scale.
What are the trends you're seeing in small business at the moment?
So that's a huge question, actually, because there's so many trends in different industries. I just think that the level of innovation that we're seeing from companies at the moment is huge. It's a frequently used term. Every one of these companies is disrupting an industry in some way or some sort. You would have seen today the Ulster Bank on stage for the keynote, incredible company using AI technology in their business to help drive customer relationships and loan approvals. But for every Ulster Bank, you've got a Libris that is disrupting that industry. And Libris is a company that provides business loans, but it's able to do that almost instantly. So it's providing credit to small businesses that allow them to be more nimble and go faster. But the experience that Libris provides, the understanding of the customer that it builds up so it's able to approve the right type of loan at the right time, is incredible. And both companies approaching from different directions, but really innovating on behalf of the customer. I spoke to another finance customer today that was a company called Oodle Finance that is really disrupting how you get car finance. And it's really focused on the customer experience of getting that car finance and providing value back to the dealers and back to the consumer. And again, how they provide that level of customer experience is by building up the profile of the consumer, of their customer, so they can understand what is the right type of product for that consumer at the right time.
Salesforce, as we heard on stage, and I heard at Dreamforce last year, is very strong in diversity. Obviously, there's been a report recently on how the gender pay gap, only a third of small SME companies have equality on pay. What are you seeing in small businesses in terms of that diversity? Is it improving? Are things changing? Or do you think there's more to do?
The topic resonates in small businesses as strongly as it resonates across the enterprise. One of the events that Salesforce had yesterday was a founders event. And one of the topics of one of the panels was around diversity and inclusion. It was super interesting to be part of. And it's a huge topic. And I think people are very, very aware of the importance of diversity and inclusion, especially the impact that it has on productivity, the impact that it has on innovation. And that's never as important as it is in small businesses. It's what they're thinking of. People are the most important asset in a small business. And listening to some of the founders yesterday at the event, the topic of diversity and inclusion and bringing together people that have different mindsets, different opinions, different backgrounds, whether it's through age, gender, socioeconomic, they're all acutely aware of the value that that brings to the business. And yeah, I was very impressed at how top of mind that topic was and how actually aware a lot of those businesses were of the unconscious biases that exist when we build teams and build businesses. And I think they're really addressing it. Certainly if it's a new business at a scale up, they're addressing it from day one and they see the value of it.
One of the things that Salesforce addressed from day one was the philanthropic view that Salesforce have. Mark Benioff did the 1% from the first day. We heard on stage about Salesforce obviously wanted to make its customers and its partners buy into that 1% pledge. What's the message and what's the benefit that small businesses can get out of that? Why should they listen to that announcement? It was quite strange in the room. Hardly anyone stood up who actually has yet joined the pledge.
The one thing about the 1-1-1 model, I've been in Salesforce for 14 years. The 1-1-1 model has provided huge amounts of value to non-for-profits. We're supporting over 30,000 non-for-profits, giving huge grants out. What really stands out to me is the 1-1-1 model is what drove Salesforce's culture over the past 19 years. We adopted that from day one when we didn't have any equity. We didn't have any employees and time to give. But it's grown into something that's incredibly huge, and it's become our culture and our purpose. It's the purpose of the business. It's why people, including myself, love working for Salesforce. I support a number of different non-for-profits that I probably wouldn't have if I wasn't in Salesforce. Salesforce afforded me the time to support these causes. You mentioned in one of your earlier questions, what do you see within small businesses now? And one thing that really stands out to me as well is that these companies are purpose-driven from day one. The idea of creating communities, giving back, and making the world a better place is a fundamental aspect of so many small businesses that I speak to. It's not about what you achieve, it's about how you get there. And that transcends in everything that they do, the way of working, but also the customers that they work with, and also the suppliers that they work with. So many of the customers that we work with now, they share the same values around trust and equality. I don't know. I think at the time, the 1-1-1 model was revolutionary because it was really changing the world. Today, I think it's just become ingrained in the culture of how we run businesses.
You mentioned startups there because it's one of the things I think that is harder to change is it's not the startups. I think I agree. The millennials especially are far more engaged in that giving back to the community and the social aspect. It's about companies that have existed for 20 years, the small and medium. How can Salesforce help to transition those to a more giving culture? Or how can it assist, or how does it assist to give back?
As part of the 1-1-1 model, what we've done is we've shared that with so many other companies. And you talk about companies that have existed for 20 years. I work with a company, Sage, not a small business, a very large business that addresses the needs of so many small businesses across the UK and globally as well. And they've adopted the model. To take a company that has, I think, something like 30,000 employees, and I think is more than 30 years old, and to adopt that into the culture of the business, the way of working, I think is an incredible thing.
It proves it works, and I think Sage has changed its culture, and it's helped change the culture within Sage because of that. I suppose I'm thinking about the smaller, the medium-sized companies that see giving away 2% of their hours or 1% of their hours to non-for-profits, the 1% eating into their own profits. But there are benefits to doing this. Can you share some of the benefits you feel that Salesforce and the clients that have adopted it really get?
I think so. I think first and foremost, it's around creating that purpose. What is the purpose of the business? Is it to keep your shareholders happy? Or is it to build great businesses and communities and impact the world around you? I certainly think the latter resonates with me, and it certainly creates a lot more purpose into what I do and how I do it. Also, it's a wonderful way for me to bring my team together. So it's not just me, but it's my team. All of my team spend time giving back, and they do that with their teams. It's just a great way to build culture and to build relationships and to build trust, which is the fundamental value and the most important value in our business. It's that sort of thing that allows us to do that, because we engage in different ways of working around different causes that go beyond just achieving our growth goals. Probably my most favorite aspect of it, though, is it flattens the organization. It empowers people to create wonderful things and to give back in new and fulfilling ways. Most of the projects that we work on within my organization, we sponsor a school in Kenya that's personal to me, work with this great cause called Kamara that refurbishes computers and puts them back in Africa with learning software that really impacts the literacy age of kids. It's incredible. Most of these organizations that we support, they come from within the organization. They mean something to somebody within the organization. And no matter what your role is in the business, how long you've been in the business, you have the ability to bring that to the fore and get a group of people who are like-minded who, if they want to, get on board and follow that cause. Innovation is one of our values. Equality is one of our values, as you spoke to before. It's by empowering those people around your organization that you really get to live those values. That's what it means to me, and I'm pretty proud of what we've achieved around our philanthropic model. It's great to see so much of it come to life.
Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.